The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
You can put your weed in there.
Stoners, Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg, you're a poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Ah, fuck yeah. Welcome, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 30. We're streaming live on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420. What's up, everybody? Doing it live every Sunday night. Live on Twitter and Periscope. The old live stream. With the full audio version of the show, of course, StonerJesus.net, CannabisRadio.com, and other platforms. If you want the full two-hour version of the show on video, you have to be a Patreon subscriber, patreon.com/StonerJesus420. You have to be a subscriber if you want both hours. You get the first hour free here on Twitter. I probably do a post on Periscope too. I think I forgot last week, whatever. Or on Facebook, rather. The first hour will be live on Twitter and Periscope. Full 2 hours. If you want to see the second hour video, you have to be a subscriber on Patreon. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. It's only $5 a month. It'd be awesome of you if it was something you went and did or go and do. It would be, if you go and did it, that would be awesome. So we are celebrating 7 years, seventh anniversary on StonerJesus.net. Been podcasting off and on since 2006, but in February 26th, 2011 to be specific, we got on StonerJesus.net, started posting podcasts on there after various technical issues and problems with Blog Talk Radio. And nothing's been the same. Almost 1,000 shows later, I'm still here. Now I'm video streaming, something I thought I would never do. It's crazy. I'm going to play a lot of clips tonight. Play an extended clip from my favorite interview that I've done. We'll talk about some of the other interviews I've done as well. Also, of course, many, many audio clips from the past 7 years. Maybe stuff you've heard before, maybe stuff you haven't heard before. So if you're a new listener, you hear a lot of stuff from the past tonight. First, before we kick off the festivities, here to sing your national anthem, it's Fergie.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early what so proudly wailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright
stars. Yeah, sing that shit.
Through the perilous fight, o'er the
voice of an angel.
We're so gallantly streaming in the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave through the
One of the main problems with the national anthem But you can't dance to the motherfucker. Now you can. Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Fergie. Oh, yes. Hit them high notes. Sexy, sexy national anthem. Makes you want to boogie or laugh like all those players and everybody in the stands are doing. Fucking laughing at Fergie. That was beautiful. Yeah, that was beautiful. Let's not play basketball. Shut up. Ruined it, dumb bitch. There was Fergie doing the national anthem. Oh, some dope shit. Some dope shit. I thought it was some dope shit. Whatever. You want to dance the national anthem? You want to celebrate the United States of America by dancing to the national anthem? And fuck you. You unpatriotic bastard. Just have no idea. You have no idea. People have died for this country so Fergie could sing a sexy-ass national anthem and you motherfuckers are ungrateful for. Well, fuck you. I'm grateful, Fergie. Maybe I should try jerking off that. I don't know if that'll work. But if it did, oh, now that would be something, wouldn't it? This is a 7th anniversary show. You know all my social media stuff, stonerjesus.net, all that stuff. I'm going to tell you about Twitter and email and all that crap. You already know. You know how to find me, how to contact the show, how to interact with the show, comment on Periscope, send me a tweet, whatever. Join our group on Facebook, Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook. Join our group for the show, hardcore fans of the show. Go check that shit out. Like I said, a lot of clips tonight. Tons and tons of stuff. First thing I'm going to play has become kind of a tradition as well. It's from the very first podcast. So a little background on the show. Started a podcast in 2006, did some stuff, put up on audiostreet.net. That stuff is now gone because audiostreet.net, last I checked, is some kind of car stereo sales website now. 2008, I started on Blog Talk Radio, or actually we started recording more and posting this somewhere, I forget where. Maybe it's still AudioStreet, I don't know. But then 2009, I discovered Blog Talk Radio, and we started doing live shows on there. We did more shows through 2010 and early 2011, but I just had so many problems with Blog Talk Radio. So many technical issues, and the sound was horrible. I said I was going to go back to recording podcasts and just post them on my own website. So that's what we did. With Stoner Jesus Show number 1 on February 26, 2011. And for a couple months, we recorded shows. Then we went to doing shows live on Spreaker. We were on a Shoutcast. We did a 24-hour streaming station for a little while. Went back to Spreaker, did a little more on Blog Talk Radio. So on and so forth. Then we started doing the chapter and verse issue versions of the show, all of which are up on video on patreon.com/stonerjesus420. My $5 a month for all those videos. Started doing the video streaming and recording, and now we're back to live streaming with video. Technologically, just things are just light years from where they were in February of 2011. So anyway, I started by recording podcasts, and I record little segments. And this is one of the segments from Stoner Jesus Show number 1. Was dropped on stonerjesus.net. I don't think it was stonerjesus.net yet. It's still stonerjesus.podbean.com, which we're back to that as well. But stonerjesus.net gets you there. But this is the first series of shows for stonerjesus.net. Stoner Jesus Show number 1. It's been 800, 900 by now. I don't know. In the last 7 years. Doesn't matter. As the official historian of the show, I should have kept track, but I did not. I failed miserably as the historian of the show. I'm a horrible historian. So therefore, most of the history of the show is lost. It's up here. I don't know how to get to it. It's gone. I don't know. Somewhere. This clip. The very first ever Stoner Jesus pickup lines, which precedes. We started doing Stoner Jesus pickup lines back in 2009. But this is from February 26th, 2011. The very first Stoner Jesus show for StonerJesus.net. Who knew we'd still be doing this 7 years later? Stern Jesus Pickup Lines. Let's check this shit out. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 30, 7th Anniversary Special. This is from show number one. It was long, long 7 years ago.
Hello, everybody. This is your old pal, Stoner Jesus, from the Stoner Jesus Show. I know some of you guys are out there, kind of nerdy. You don't go out much. You don't get the chicks. You don't get any of that sweet poon. Stoner Jesus is here to help you. You need some game to spit at these bitches, or you're not going to get any. You know what I'm saying? There's all kinds of shit floating around, some self-help books. Fuck all that, man. Fuck books. Who wants to read a big-ass book? You know what I'm saying? I got some simple, guaranteed to work pickup lines. You spit these at the bitches in the bar, you're going to be in getting it in that night. You know what I'm saying? The first one. You may want to get a pen and paper, douchebag, and write this shit down, because it's gold. It's gold. I'm giving it to you for free. I don't really charge for this shit, but I'm feeling good tonight. I'm feeling good about the new podcast, so I'm going to give this shit to you for free. The first one. You've all heard the cheesy pickup lines. I mean, fuck that, man. These are better, not as cheesy pickup lines. The first one, it says, "Baby, if I were in charge of the alphabet, I would put my penis inside your vagina. That's number one. I guarantee you, you go spit that at some bitches, you come back and email me and tell me what happened, all right? StonerJesus420@gmail.com. We have three women in the studio tonight, along with me. What do you all think of that pickup line? Well, two of them are lesbians, so it really wouldn't work as well. Straight chick in the studio, what do you think of that pickup line?
It's wonderful.
Is it wonderful, or is that a sarcastic answer? Would that seal the deal for you?
No.
No? Well, let me try the next one. Because I got two. I always do these in twos for some fucking reason. I think it's more informative if you do too. "Baby, you're like a finely crafted glass bong. I love to show you off to people, but when I'm done with you, I want to put you back in the closet." See, that got a better reaction. I'm thinking, would that seal the deal, baby? Come on. Come on, give it up.
I don't think so.
Oh, man. Those are Stoner Jesus pickup lines. This is the Stoner Jesus Show podcast. It's fucking awesome. We're having a good ass time. Fuck you, Blog Talk Radio. Visually, I'm putting my middle finger up to the computer screen. Visually, it works much better. Audioly, it's silence.
But so there was the clip from the very first show back in the day. As you tell, we were drinking. And when I drink, when I get really drunk, I start saying, you know what I'm saying, a lot. It got to be fucking annoying. Some of these old clips, I've avoided some of the ones where I say, you know what I'm saying, a ton, because it's annoying and nobody wants to hear that shit. I know I don't want to hear that shit. I have to sit here and listen to them as well. I'm going to sit here and chill with you all as we play clips. Later on in the second hour, I'm going to play one of my favorite interviews of all time. The next segment after the break here, we're going to talk about some of the people I've got a chance to interview. We'll play a couple more clips. What we got coming up? I already forgot. Let me go check. We have St. Peter doing an episode of Hoarders. That was fantastic. Also, guess that racial, ethnic, or sexual stereotype, Cherry Bomb Edition, that also involves St. Peter, as many of these clips do. I didn't get a new voicemail from St. Peter this week. I don't know what's going on with him. But he's here in spirit because he's in many, many of these clips up to various shenanigans. But first, words from our sponsors. Go check them out on StonerJesus.net. Click their banners. They support us, so go support them. Check out the audio version of the show for free every week, of course, on StonerJesus.net, CannabisRadio.com, iTunes, and Stitcher. First hour, live streamed on Twitter and Periscope, as is being done right now. On Sunday nights, second hour will be exclusive. Second hour video for patrons on Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. In other words, just as it says in the crawl down there, if you want the full two-hour show on video, you have to be a patron. Patreon.com/StonerJesus420. Get all the chapter and verse versions of the show on video. You want to see what's going on here. You would be missing all this. Let me see my cool fucking hat I'm wearing this week. All of that stuff. You would miss it because you're not getting all of the video. Well, I guess technically, if you saw in the first, unless I did a wardrobe change for the second hour, then you knew what hat I'm wearing, all that stuff. Maybe a wardrobe change for the second hour. Maybe that's in order. That'd be dope. Stern Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 30. We're live on Twitter and Periscope. And all that shit. Now, maybe we'll start streaming live other places. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. More classic clips coming up this hour and next hour. Also, I have a list of things that do not last or did not last 7 years the way we have on stonerjesus.net as our 7th anniversary special. Hell yeah. We'll be back with more classic clips and other shit after this. Dick Nuggets.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Corlore 420. Check out Corlore420.com, Corlore420.com, or simply click that Corlore banner on stonerjesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Corlore. Click that Corlore banner on stonerjesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10. For 10% off of any purchase at Corlore, no minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on stonerjesus.net. Get to pressing, get to extracting. Check out Corlore and their banner on stonerjesus.net. And make sure you use promo code stonerjesus10 to get 10% off of any purchase. The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods. Everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing. So are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Fuber Vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Fuber way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, welcome back, everyone. The Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 30. Celebrating 7 years of podcasts on stonerjesus.net. Thanks to everybody for checking us out on the live stream. Stonerjesus.net, Patreon, everywhere you check out the show. Thank you for doing so. Got some more clips coming up. Also, a list of things that did not last 7 years. The way we have on stonerjesus.net. As I said, been podcasting off and on since 2006, but 2011, February 26, 2011, the Stoner Jesus Show 1 dropped on stonerjesus.net. Things have never been the same. The world has never been the same. I'm not saying I'm the reason the world hasn't been the same, but, you know, you can infer that if you would like. I said we got more clips coming up. Also, want to talk a little bit about some of the people that we've interviewed. I started interviewing people in like 2012 because I really didn't do that. That's not what I envisioned this show as an interview show. But there's various reasons you have to interview people. First of all, is, you know, I want to have, you know, great conversations with people and find out interesting shit about them. And I've been able to find out a lot of interesting stuff about a lot of interesting people over the years with our interviews here on the Stoner Jesus Show. Also, it brings in new people to the show. You know, their fans come listen to them. Maybe they like the show. Maybe they stay. You know, most of the fans that I've had over the years came from other ways, other social media accounts or through searches or whatever. A lot of you, of course, follow me on Twitter and Facebook and all those places. But it's a way to reach other people in different segments of society that may not know that the Stoner Jesus Show exists and maybe get them to come check it out. Started with cam models. We've interviewed a ton of adult superstars from Houston to just... Kendra Sutherland, Mia Khalifa, tons and tons of cam models and adult stars. Some of her favorites, of course, Lady Bella Kush, Ava Doll, Kat Von Teese from back in the day. There's tons of great people with tons of great stories. Cam models and adult film stars have amazing stories. Also, get into the world of celebrity. I got to interview Michael Rosenbaum, who was Lex Luthor on Smallville. He was also the lead role in Impastor. That was a great interview, a fun interview. Mr. Skin, I got to interview. Various people that have been on Howard Stern. Kid Chris, got to interview quite a while ago. It's been over for 5 years now, I guess, for the Kid Chris interview. Tons and tons of great interviews. Of course, the late John Dunsworth, a.k.a. Mr. Leahy from the Trailer Park Boys. Probably one of... I guess as far as anticipation for an interview, that was the biggest ever, was John Dunsworth. We did a tribute to him on Periscope. You want to go check that out. It's below this video. If you're watching on Periscope, scroll down. Find the John Leahy RPI, RIP, Mr. Leahy, John Dunsworth Periscope video where I broke out from news for the first time, the Trailer Park Boys silicone bong. Like I said, we did a lot of great interviews over the years. There's dozens and dozens, too many for me to name here. I just named some of the more memorable ones and my favorites. My favorite all time, though, I'll play an extended version of in the second hour. It's almost an hour long. Excuse me. I'm not going to play a full hour. I'll play maybe 15 or 20 minutes of it. And it's an interview I did with Eddie Fingers and Bob the Producer from the Dawn Patrol. Many of you, most of you probably don't know what the Dawn Patrol is. But more than any other show, whether it was TV, whether it was Howard Stern, anything, this show made me want to be on the radio. Now, obviously, I'm doing podcasting and video streaming and all that shit. Shit that didn't exist back in the mid to late 80s when I started listening to the Dawn Patrol. There was a morning show in Cincinnati, you know, funny people having a good time, doing crazy stuff, you know, stirring up controversy, offending people, all the shit that used to make comedy great. So I got to interview Eddie Fingers and Bob, the producer from the Dawn Patrol. I'll play some of that in the second hour. This hour, we got a couple clips coming up. The first one was St. Peter was on the show Hoarder. St. Peter has not only done a lot of auditions for various products and tried to become their spokesperson, he also tried for quite a few years to become a reality star. He was on a lot of reality shows like Pawn Stars and Hoarders and Intervention. And what was the one with the dancing, the people, the kids who danced, Toddlers and Tiaras. He was in all these shows. This one is from him being on Hoarders. This is probably at least 5 years old. The show Hoarders. And following that, we'll do Guess That Racial, Ethnic, or Sexual Stereotype Cherry Bomb Edition. And also involved St. Peter. A lot of crazy shenanigans going on from St. Peter. This is from about 5 years ago, I think. St. Peter on the show Hoarders.
On this episode of Hoarders, Buried Alive, we travel to the basement of the Stoner Jesus Studio complex to witness a collection unlike any other. An estimated 16,000 XXX VHS cassette tapes. A mountain of pornography, all belonging to a man named St. Peter.
Yeah, I got a lot of tapes. Man, I got a lot of tapes. I've been collecting them for a long time. Like, well, whenever they started making VHS tapes. You really haven't seen porn until you've seen it on a VHS tape, man. And the Triple X, you know, back in the day, you know, with the big bush. It was awesome. It was awesome, man. It was the best thing ever. You know, I could whack it all day. I have tens of thousands of hours of pornography in my trusty VCR. I can whack it all day and all night. I'll never run out of porn. Never, man.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot. I mean, I had to call Hoarders in just to see if something could be done about this. I don't know where we're gonna put any more tapes. There are tapes everywhere. Not only in the basement, they're spilling up here. I'll open what I think is a broom closet, and a bunch of porno tapes will fall out, and these women with huge bushes. It's crazy. It's crazy. Something needs to be done. He's obsessed with these VHS tapes. 16,000. What kind of person is that?
Yeah, a lot of these. I can't get rid of these, man. This one right here has John Holmes in it. You know who John Holmes was? Man, he had a massive penis. It was like 13 inches or something, man. It was huge. It was a huge schlong. You know what I'm saying? And I couldn't get rid of this one, man. It's got Ron Jeremy in it. You know who Ron Jeremy is? Oh, man, he has a massive schlong. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a lot of these are just collector items. So this one right here, man, I can't get rid of this one, man. I got to keep this one. It's got Peter North. You know who Peter North is? Man, he can shoot a load like 7 feet. It was like a world record or something. I think I really read about it in the Guinness Book of World Records, but I'm not sure. It really doesn't matter, man. I can't get rid of this one. I can't. No. Get out. Get out of here. I'm not getting rid of any of them. I'm keeping my tapes. Don't take my tapes from me. Jesus. Where's Jesus? Don't let him take my tapes from me, Jesus. Don't let him take my tapes.
Yeah, it was quite a scene. It's quite a scene. We tried to forcibly remove the tapes. I don't know what St. Peter's deal is. It can't just be masturbation. Why would you need 16,000 tapes to jerk off? You really need that much? And we have computers and DVDs and stuff now. Why VHS tapes? Why VHS tapes? You watch one part too much and it gets all messed up, and like the tape inside, and if like the tape is pulled out and it unravels. It's awful. Why would anyone want 16,000 XXX VHS tapes? I don't know.
Yeah, Jesus doesn't understand me, man. He doesn't understand. These are like my babies. They're like my babies. Not like the rats are my babies. They're just rats. They're everywhere, as you know. But no, these are my babies. My tapes. I need my tapes, man. I need my tapes. I'm sorry I got a little violent earlier. I hope that one guy's going to be fine. I've stabbed somebody with a pen many, many times. I have a great experience with stabbing people with pens. I'm sorry. I hope he's going to be okay. I mean anything by it. You can't have my tapes, man. You can't have my tapes.
So, you know, there you go. That was St. Peter on Hoarders. Back in the day, he didn't, well, as you can imagine, St. Peter didn't make it as a reality TV show star. He's supposed to be on his way back to the studio for a future show. Get back and doing the live shows. I look over there at his little window, and it's still empty. It has been for months. Not that I'm complaining. I don't seem like I'm complaining, because I'm not. It's a wonderful thing to look over there and it'd be empty. There's no St. Peter. I don't have to worry about it. It's great. It's great. So this is Stoner Jesus Show's 7th anniversary special, chapter 1, verse 30, streaming live, as we do every Sunday night now on Twitter and Periscope at Stoner Jesus. 420, if you want the full 2-hour video version of the show, make sure you check out patreon.com/stonerjesus. 420 now. We used to play a game, basically on the show, as we get back into the clips. We used to play a game on the show called Guess That Racial, Ethnic, or Sexual Stereotype. We've only played two. We did the original, the pilot episode, and this was the second episode, the Cherry Bomb episode, also heavily featuring St. Peter. So as we celebrate 7 years of podcasts on stonerjesus.net, here is Guess That Racial, Ethnic, or Sexual Stereotype, Cherry Bomb edition with St. Peter. Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live. Thanks, everybody, listening live and on podcast and on replays, of course. It's time now to get St. Peter back in the swing of things, getting back involved with the show. Some of you may remember our first attempt at our game show, Guess That Racial, Ethnic, or Sexual Stereotype. We played that game with St. Peter. He attempted to win some money. He was, of course, not successful. Because let's face it, why would he be? St. Peter's been is so successful at so very few things in his life. Why should Guess That Racial, Ethnic, or Sexual Stereotype be any different? But tonight we're putting a little twist on things. As you know, I've been on the Billy Madison Show a couple times. It's a terrestrial radio show on in some markets in the United States. Now, you can find out more information at BillyMadisonShow.com. But they do a lot of trivia games on there. And they usually pit their executive producer, Chubbs, who I've interviewed on this show, with Nard, who is another person on the show. That's actually the subject of St. Peter's upcoming parody song that we're going to send to the Billy Madison Show. Am I right, Peter?
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
Jesus.
So anyway, they pit the Chubbs and Nard against each other in these trivia games, and whoever gets something wrong or gets a question wrong, they got to do something, you know, fucked up. They got to, you know, hit each other in the nuts or have somebody else hit them in the nuts or just get tased or get attacked by a dog or whatever. So we're going to, basically, we're going to blatantly rip that off. But I may be so bold. And I think I can. We're just going to take it. So we have the Guess the Racial, Ethnic, or Sexual Stereotype game. But the money, it's kind of boring. We're going to go Billy Madison Show style. Right now, you can confirm this for me, of course, Peter. Peter is in his little glass booth. He is standing up. He is bent over the table, kind of, and he has his mouth, of course, next to the microphone. Is that right, Peter?
Yeah, that's right, Jesus. I really don't like
this. Anyway, there's an intern in there with him, and the intern has placed
what's
commonly referred to as a cherry bomb firework between Peter's butt cheeks. Now, we're going to ask Peter some questions and guess that sexual or guess that what is it, racial, ethnic, or sexual stereotypes.
Oh, like this, Jesus.
And if he gets it wrong, well, then the intern is instructed to light the wick of the cherry bomb and then step quickly out of the little enclosure that St. Peter broadcasts from.
That sounds awful, Jesus. I don't want to do this.
So we're going to do that.
I don't want to do this, Jesus. This
is bad. Peter, I understand.
I can't do this, man.
I understand.
This is hardcore, dude.
Well, it's a bit late for that now. It's a bit late for that now.
No, it's not. We can still back out.
If you win,
I still need to do
we'll figure out something to give you. But if you lose,
give me some money.
Well, then, it's cherry bomb ass time.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Let's get started.
Oh.
It's time now.
Oh.
For guess.
Oh, God.
That.
Oh.
Racial.
Oh, my God.
/ ethnic. / sexual. Stereotype. Yeah. It's going to be epic, Peter. It's
going to
be epic.
Not really, Jesus.
Are you ready?
No, not at all. I don't want to do this.
Well, ready or not.
Oh, come on, Jesus.
Here comes the first question.
Oh, my God.
And guess that racial / sexual / ethnic stereotype, whatever the hell it's called.
Oh, my God.
Now, listen closely, Peter. This is very important, as you know.
Yeah.
You're the one with the cherry bomb in your ass.
Oh, my God.
All right. Native American people like. Native American people like.
Oh, my God.
Do you have an answer for me, Peter?
Yeah.
No, it's very, very important.
Yeah.
What your answer is.
I'm going to say Native American people like casinos.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry, Peter. The answer is not.
Oh, my God.
Casinos. Although
that is
very stereotypical. Very stereotypical answer.
Oh, my God. This is
awful. I'm sorry. The answer is teepees.
Teepees.
Native American people like.
Oh, my God.
Teepees.
I don't want to do this, Jesus.
We also would have accepted as an auxiliary answer.
Oh, my God.
Native American people like to do this.
Well, that's racist.
But you did not answer either one of those. You answered wrong.
God damn it, Jesus.
So it's now time. Intern,
racist
will do the honors.
Oh, my God.
Light the wick and then get the hell out of there.
Oh, my
God. You know what I'm
saying?
Come on, buck
God.
Up, Peter.
Oh, my
buck
God.
Up. You got to take your punishment for being wrong.
Fuck you.
It's lit. There goes the intern.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
I wish there would be some kind of
countdown. God. Oh, my God.
Oh,
my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Peter is on the ground.
Jesus.
I can barely see him.
Oh,
man, he is. Oh, man, that's gotta hurt. Oh, that looks bad. If he turns over here, we'll see his. Get a look at his. Let me see if I can get a look at his butt. Oh, fuck. That is a lot of blood, son. Oh, Peter, you were bleeding all over the carpet. Oh, that's gonna be a bitch to get up. Wow, that is a lot of blood. Oh, man. Oh, that is classic. That is classic, St. Peter. Oh, way to take one for the show, Peter. I guess there won't be a second question. I got other questions here for guess that racial, ethnic, or sexual stereotype. I guess that's not going to work. Maybe, wow, that is a lot of blood. Oh, man. Oh, classic radio shenanigans from St. Peter. You always come through, buddy. We should probably call 911. That's a lot of blood. I don't know offhand how much blood the human body contains, but that's a lot of it. And the carpet's like really soaking it up. It's like a really dark red. Yeah. We should probably get some professionals in here. Not professional medical people, but also professional carpet cleaners. So that was I guess that sexual or racial or ethnic stereotype or whatever we call it. Just like the last time, it did not go well for Peter. I would say that it went worse this time around, if I may be so bold to venture an opinion. Oh, man. I really shouldn't laugh. That's a lot of blood. Stoner Jesus Show Live, more comedy and music, and an update on St. Peter's condition coming up. Yes, that was St. Peter's incident with the cherry bomb. He did recover. If you want to call what St. Peter does in life recovering. I guess technically St. Peter's always recovering from something. So that is true. Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 30. Got more clips and stuff coming up. We also have the second hour of the show coming up as well. Streaming the first hour, of course, free on Twitter. You can find all of the audio, full 2 hours of audio, for free on sternerjesus.net and full 2 hours of video on patreon.com/sternerjesus. 420 is chapter 1, verse 30. We're celebrating the 7th anniversary of shows on sternerjesus.net. Here's some more from our sponsors. You can find their banners on sternerjesus.net. Then coming up, we have more St. Peter. We have Finding Bigfoot and we have Pimp My Box, both classic clips in Stoner Jesus Show history. You don't want to miss any of that. Trust me. That is all good shit. Stoner Jesus Show's 7th anniversary on stonerjesus.net. We'll be back, yo.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on stonerjesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20 and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. That's all one word, stonerjesus, to get 10% off your first order at nextbardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on stonerjesus.net. Make sure you use discount code stonerjesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
Do you want to get in on the booming cannabis industry? With New Frontier Data, we give industry insiders the power of big data analytics to help navigate this rapidly growing and changing landscape. New Frontier's tools help you make critical decisions based on the facts. Our industry analyst reports reveal the best opportunities, our custom research engagements deliver answers to the most difficult questions, and our cutting-edge big data platform, Equio, puts real-time information and answers you need right at your fingertips. Go to www.equio.io and sign up for your free membership today. That's EQUIO.io to sign up now. The power of real-time big data is now in your hands. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested.
Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network,
founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption.
Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemp Inc., that's the point. Download
loud and clear while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stern and Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 30, celebrating 7 years of podcasts on stonerjesus.net. Streaming live as we do every Sunday night on Twitter and Periscope. For the full two-hour audio version of the show, go to stonerjesus.net and cannabisradio.com, also iTunes and Stitcher. Of course, if you want the full two-hour video of the show, we stream the first hour free. With the full 2 hours, patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Become a patron of the show. You have access to the full video of every chapter and verse version of the show. Of course, this being the 30th, hence the name Chapter 1, Verse 30. We are celebrating 7 years of posting podcasts up on stonerjesus.net. Several hundred, 700, 800, 900, I don't know, a lot. A lot. 7 years is a long time. In fact, I have a list of things that don't last 7 years. Yeah, that's right. Things that don't last 7 years the way the Stoner Jesus Show has lasted 7 years. The TV show Reba only lasted 6 seasons. Yeah, that's right. It was a good show. A lot of hot bitches in that show. Take it from me. And I know from hot bitches. Am I right? A garter snake. 6 years, usually lives. A bat lives 2 fucking years. 2 fucking lousy, pussy fucking years. Pussy bats. Eel, 6 years. The TV show Lost also only lasted 6 seasons. The TV show The A-Team, which was another awesome, awesome show, lasted 5 years. 5 years for The A-Team. Fantastic show. Matthew Perry's movie career. Also did not last 7 years. Maybe it's a low bar, but, you know, whatever. Don't judge me. Most marriages do not last 7 years, and none of Kim Kardashian's marriages have lasted 7 years. She does have a chance with Kanye. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And no erection in the history of mankind has ever lasted 7 years. I've been going at this longer and harder than any erection ever in the history of mankind. Of erections and or podcasts. So we think about that. You think about that for a while. Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 1, Verse 30, celebrating 7 years on stonerjesus.net. Play some more clips for you as we stream here live in the first hour. St. Peter and Finding Bigfoot and St. Peter and Pimp My Box. It's classic, classic shenanigans. Stoner Jesus Show. Check out these classic clips. We're celebrating 7 years on stonerjesus.net.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. The Stoner Jesus Show. Another awesome prank that we played on St. Peter. You're going to hear some audio coming up from that prank. Basically, it's some background. As you know, if you're a long-time listener of the show, we've done several pranks on St. Peter in the past, and they've been pretty epic and pretty awesome. He's also been in several reality shows, so we decided to combine the two and make St. Peter think that he was going to be in a very famous reality show, when in reality, we were just going to let him wander around the woods in the dark for an indeterminate period of time. And that's exactly what we did. We told St. Peter that he was going to be on the show Finding Bigfoot, and that they wanted him to find Bigfoot. I gave him some glasses that I told him were infrared night vision goggles. They were just glasses, you know, the regular reading glasses you can find at any Walgreens or CVS. But Peter's pretty gullible, as you know. So that worked out pretty well in my favor, as it usually does when it comes to these kinds of pranks. If it wasn't for Peter's gullibility, I don't know. I don't think half of them would be pulled off as easily. Anyway, we told him that these glasses were hooked up to the Finding Bigfoot command center or whatever, and that he would be able to transmit images back, and he's going to be on Finding Bigfoot, and he may even find Bigfoot in the very own woods around the Stoner Jesus Studio Complex, which are rather expansive, oddly, for an urban area, but it is what it is. You know, people don't want to build there for whatever reason. Indian burial ground, toxic waste dump. I don't know. I don't go into the specifics of the history of the land surrounding the Stoner Jesus Studio Complex. I just know that we sent St. Peter out there with a little recording device last night, and thankfully he got it to work, because there would have been no audio. We would have had no prank and no bit and no nothing. So without further ado, here's audio from St. Peter last night, where we dropped him in the woods and told him that he was going to find Bigfoot.
I don't know if that's it. I think I got it working. I think I got this little audio thing working. Well, if so, this is St. Peter, and I'm in, it's really dark. It's really dark. I can't see anything. I guess I'm in the woods from the sounds I'm hearing. It got dark really quick. I guess the sun went down or whatever. Now I can't see anything. Hopefully I got this audio thing working. I don't know if I can, if it works or not. Let me see. Testing. Hopefully it works. Anyway, these goggles that Jesus gave me, there, I really don't see anything. I put them on and it's just black. I don't know if the infrared is transmitting back to the command post or whatever. I don't know if I got them working right or not. It's really cold out here. It's really dark and a lot of little things crawling on me and stuff. What was that? Things are like crawling on me. I really can't see them. And there may be like bigger animals out here that are going to eat me. And I really can't see anything. These goggles that Jesus gave me, they're not working. I just see black. I don't understand. I think I'm just going to stay where I'm at. And hopefully nothing eats me before daylight, because that would suck. I don't want to be eaten by an animal. Hope I don't get any like weird diseases from spiders or whatever either. That would kind of suck as well. And I don't know. It's very cold out here. I should have dressed warmer. I'm very scared. It's kind of waking me out. A little bit. I got some anxiety going. So it's waking me out a little bit. It's fucking dark, man. It's fucking dark. Jesus. Where are you, Jesus? It's fucking dark out here. I don't want to find Bigfoot anymore. I'm fucking scared. I don't want to find Bigfoot. Hello. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I think I'm stuck out here. What was the fine fucking mess I've got myself into? Guess I'll sit here against this tree and wait to die. Wait for something to eat me. God damn, I didn't think it was going like this. Sitting alone in the fucking dark in the woods, getting eaten by like a bear or a fucking cougar or something, or a panther. I don't know what's in these fucking woods. I've never been in here. Oh, man. Oh, there's so many things I wanted to say to people. There's so many things I wanted to tell Jesus before I died, but I guess I'm not. Hopefully this little fucking audio thing's working. If you can hear this, Jesus, I just want you to know that, man, you're a fucking asshole. I fucking hate you. I hate everything about you, Jesus. I hate your guts. I hate your stupid face. I hate your dumb voice. I hate your dumb fucking radio show. I hate your I mentioned your stupid face. I fucking hate your face. And if I ever get out of this, I hope a panther eats you, or a cougar, or a piranha or something. I don't know. It's fucking dark and I'm scared. It's cold. God damn it, I hate you, Jesus. I hope you die. If anybody finds this next to my dead body, make sure Jesus gets this so he knows just what a total piece of fucking shit he is and how much I fucking hate him. I guess that's it. I'm going to die. I'm gonna die here in these fucking woods. This is awful. What a ignominious end for a wonderful hero such as myself. St. Peter. So this is St. Peter signing off. Somewhere in the fucking woods. You be having a nice fucking funeral for me, Jesus. I died in the woods for this stupid Freddy Bigfoot. Stupid fucking TV show. You better have a nice funeral and say nice shit about me, you fucking asshole. Oh god, now it's starting to rain. Now it's starting to rain. Oh my god. Oh my god. This is fucking unending. My misery is unending. Jesus! Jesus!
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus here. Stoner Jesus here live. We have a special guest here in a minute. I guess Peter is bringing her in. The winner of the Pimp My Box contest, I guess. Was it really a contest? I think Peter just went out and got somebody off the street. When you hear the words Pimp My Box and Peter's going to pimp your box, you might think, oh, well, he's like going to pimp out a box for a homeless person or something. Hey, that would be funny. No, that's not what Peter's doing. When he says pimp your box, he means your vagina. He's going to pimp out your vagina. Hopefully he's going to pimp out this lucky lady's vagina. Yeah, just bring her in. Just have her stand right there next to the microphone, if you would. Intern, thank you for doing your job. Peter, get in here. Get ready. Hello. Get the microphone, man. Get the microphone by her.
Yeah, do your job.
My lord. Anyway, you're the winner. You're the winner of Pimp My Box. St. Peter's Pimp My Box, yeah. and Peter is going to be pimping out your vagina. What do we think of that?
Oh, does it have to be Peter?
Well yeah, it is his name. Yeah. Contractually, yeah. I guess that it does have to be.
Definitely.
It does have to be Peter. I mean, I know.
Ooh, is he going to be touching me?
Technically, yes. Yes, he's going to be decorating your box in some sort of Christmas wreath pattern, I believe.
Yeah.
Is that right, Peter?
Yeah, that's right.
And
that's right.
You know... He's it's all very but yeah, he's gonna be touching you. He's
Ooh,
gonna be touching you.
What's that smell?
The smell, I would assume the smell is Peter. I've become quite immune to it.
What? I don't think so.
By now, but if you would just say you remove your bottoms there so
yeah,
Peter can pimp.
Off. Yeah.
Just take that microphone
over. Pimp
there,
that
Peter.
Box.
Peter can pimp.
Okay.
Your box. We really should have like a jingle or a theme song or something for this, but I guess not. Okay, we don't.
No.
We don't. Okay, guess not.
No.
And okay. Peter, yes, just pull down your pants there and your That's panties, right. yeah. and then Peter's going to pimp
down. Get them drawers
your box,
down.
And your box is going to be all pimped out, and you're going to be like, "Hey, man, everybody, look at my box. It's fucking pimped out, son."
Right. It was
and
nice.
So you know,
it's a nice box.
Let's go ahead, Peter. I know. It's quite an ordeal. Now that I think about it,
it's a nice box. There.
You're about to go through.
Why are your hands so cold?
Peter is naturally cold. I think Peter. This is the way Peter is. Yeah. He's he's just he may be dead.
Come on.
I don't know how he's still functioning.
Calm down.
But,
ow! Ooh! It's like scorpions on my pussy. I can't do this anymore.
Oh, it's almost done. It's almost done. Isn't it, Peter?
Yeah,
the wreath?
Well, not
the
really.
The wreath is almost done.
Not really. It's already started.
Keep your fucking money. I want out of here.
Money? What money?
Oh.
You promise her money? There's no money?
I don't know what she's talking about.
What?
I don't know what she's talking about, Jesus.
Peter.
There's no money.
Fuck you, Peter, you
bitch.
Creepy bastard.
Me,
there she goes. Okay.
Hey, fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, bitch.
Wow.
You fucking whore.
I gotta say, that didn't go well at all. What? You promise her money?
No money? There was no money.
There's no money?
There's no talk of money.
Oh, and I feel like I'm doing a Seinfeld routine. What the fuck happened? What the fuck just happened here?
I don't understand what that means, Jesus. Obscure reference. Some sort.
Did you even tell her what was going to happen?
Well, I mean, I gave her, like, the bullet points or whatever. About what was going down. It's not my fault,
okay,
Jesus.
Okay, well, that was...
It's not my fault.
That was St. Peter's Pimp My Box. I hope you enjoyed. Her box was not pimped. It was not successful. There was no... In no way, shape, or form was this successful pimping of a box.
It's not my fault.
I got to lay it out there. For those keeping score home, it did not work. It'd be a big fat zero. That's a fail.
Come on, man.
It's a fail, son. Turn your microphone back off. Shut up. Oh. Got more comedy music coming up. Stoner Jesus here live. Don't go anywhere, hoes. Certainly don't run out of the room like that chick did. Yeah. That's going to do it for hour one.
The Stoner Jesus Show, chapter 1, verse 30. We're playing a lot of classic clips. We're going to play more in hour 2. So if you're listening to this on the podcast or you're a patron on patreon.com/stonerjesus420, you can go to hour 2 where you have the second hour coming up. Those of you on the live stream on Twitter and Periscope, thank you. And goodbye. For the rest of the show, go to stonerjesus.net. It'll be posted sometime tomorrow, which will be Monday. This is February 25th, 2018. Tomorrow is officially 7 years we've been posting shows on stonerjesus.net. It is awesome. Thanks to everybody who supports the show and checks us out and retweets and shares and subscribes to various social media platforms and everything that goes into this show. In our past 7 years of podcasts on stonerjesus.net. Go check out stonerjesus.net. Become a patron of the show. Help us out in that way as well. Patreon.com/stonerjesus420. And for those of you moving on to hour 2 on video or going to hour 2 of the podcast, more clips coming up, including an extended clip from my favorite interview of all time, celebrating 7 years. Yo, it's awesome. Peace, bitches.